Hello, today is Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. I'm Joe Schmidt with TC2, and this is Staying Connected. Well, they're at it again. Sprint and T-Mobile have announced plans to merge and create a third national wireless provider that could either provide some serious competition to AT&T and Verizon or reduce competition for wireless service in the U.S. On today's podcast, we're going to look at the potential outcome from this merger agreement. I'm joined by Kevin DeLallo, a senior partner at LB3, and my colleague Ben Fox, one of TC2's managing directors. Both Kevin and Ben have extensive experience helping clients assess, procure, negotiate, and contract for enterprise wireless service. Okay, guys, let me be the first to say that we've seen this merger show before. First between AT&T and T-Mobile, and then a few times between Sprint and T-Mobile. And it's always been a sad ending. So do you think this time is different? Kevin, let me start with you.
Joe, I think this time is different because there's a new sheriff in town, or should I say in the White House. And this administration is widely believed to be not only friendlier to business generally than the Obama administration was, but also more reluctant to regulate business. And they're more focused, in fact, some would say obsessed with, staving off competition from the Chinese. And so that is the key to T-Mobile's and Sprint's argument for approval of the merger, namely that this merger is needed to catapult the U.S. ahead of China and Korea in the deployment of 5G technology. Currently, we're lagging in third place in the world in 5G behind China and Korea.
Well, I would add to that that I think some things are different, but others are still the same. So the key challenge again for the regulators will be the extent to which the potential benefits of a stronger combined company with respect to 5G deployment can outweigh concerns regarding the perennial question of how the merger may damage the competitiveness of the US wireless market. And I think the regulators' view will be that blocking past merger attempts as they did has actually been good for the competitiveness of the US market and has helped to drive down prices for consumers. T-Mobile, I think in particular, was really re-energized after the failure of the very original AT&T and T-Mobile merger attempt. They initiated a price war that has clearly and certainly benefited consumers. And indeed, T-Mobile's tactics have been so successful that it's moved ahead of Sprint to third place instead of fourth in the US market, and has moved, therefore, from potentially being acquired by Sprint to now potentially being the acquirer of Sprint. So I think it would be a significant change in position from the regulators for them to accept that a change from four players to three major players in the U.S. market would be a good thing for the U.S. market. It's going to be fascinating to see how this one plays out.
So, Ben, assuming that this marriage does get approved, what's the benefit to the enterprise?
Well, the enterprise market is a little different to the consumer market. Your typical large enterprise company is currently using some combination of AT&T and Verizon Wireless, typically, possibly with some limited volume of Sprint and T-Mobile around the edges. So Sprint has been a weak enterprise wireless player for some time and really barely features in wireless procurements, especially when it's not an incumbent. T-Mobile, just like it does in the consumer market, pushes very hard in enterprise RFPs and can be very competitive. But even so, it's always really hard to develop a financial business case that's compelling enough for enterprises and their users to be willing to move away from AT&T and Verizon. So on one hand, a merger of Sprint and T-Mobile shouldn't notably damage competition for the enterprise wireless services because neither Sprint nor T-Mobile are major enterprise players anyway. And it's not hard to argue, I think, that a combined stronger Sprint and T-Mobile could be a much more powerful competitor to AT&T and Verizon in wireless deals than Sprint and T-Mobile are separately. Even though I think even a merged Sprint T-Mobile would still find it a real uphill battle to dislodge AT&T and Verizon wireless and enterprise deals. But then the other side of the coin, I think, is that despite T-Mobile rarely being that successful and featuring in large enterprise deals, their aggressive pricing and their so-called uncarrier approach has absolutely influenced enterprise wireless pricing and has certainly helped to drive enterprise deals with AT&T and Verizon to new levels of competitiveness. So in some areas, T-Mobile's pricing strategies, for instance, far cheaper international roaming costs, which then forced AT&T and Verizon to also drastically improve their roaming charges. Those kind of changes, those market movements that T-Mobile has kind of driven, I think they've probably benefited enterprises more than consumers, because that's the kind of service that enterprises consume more than individual users. So I think that same question of whether or not the merger will improve or damage the inherent competitiveness of the US market, I think that remains just as relevant to enterprises as consumers.
So, Kevin, the talking heads are claiming that this merger will accelerate the build-out of 5G in the U.S. What do you think?
I actually think there may be some truth to that. T-Mobile has already proven itself to be more of a risk-taker and an innovator than AT&T or Verizon Wireless. It was the first carrier to use three advanced technologies, 4x4 MIMO, carrier aggregation, and 256 QAM, to bolster its 4G network, and it beat both AT&T and Verizon Wireless in completing a nationwide LTE advanced network. Sprint, for itself, has more spectrum than any other carrier, and it has a technology called Massive MIMO that will enable it to upgrade existing towers to 5G rather than having to replace legacy equipment and find new tower sites. Sprint's problem is it has no cash and a pile of debt. But with T-Mobile's tech savvy and its proven ability to build a customer base, the combination with Sprint's spectrum could be very attractive to those who are pushing for a quick build-out of the nation's 5G capabilities. And that's something the White House has identified as a critical imperative.
Ben, what do you think?
Well, Joe, I can't say I'm completely convinced by the 5G argument that Sprint and T-Mobile are putting forth. I think historically, most companies spend the first year or two following a merger simply working to organizationally combine the companies, technically combine network infrastructure, and also realize the cost savings that are inevitably promised to investors. So massively accelerating 5G network deployment on top of all of that seems like a really tall order to me. So I certainly think that ultimately the benefits Kevin's describing would help a new combined T-Mobile Sprint deploy 4G more easily than they could do independently. I also think the publicity and focus on 5G that this is having in the media may also give a renewed impetus to AT&T and Verizon Wireless's 5G plan, so could actually help push 5G along more quickly in the US market. But I also think it's pretty clear that T-Mobile and Sprint are trying to play the 5G card to win over the regulators because they think it's their best argument, having failed to convince regulators in the past.
Kevin, everything that's going on, what should an enterprise do with their existing wireless contracts?
Well, first I would tell them to check their contracts with both T-Mobile and Sprint to see if they contain a change of control clause that gives them the right to terminate without liability if the vendor undergoes a corporate reorganization. Those change of control clauses are fairly typical in telecom contracts. And if you've got one and you wanted to get out of your contract with either Sprint or T-Mobile, this could be your ticket. Let's say you have the right to terminate for a change of control, but you have no problems with your service. You actually like being with T-Mobile or Sprint. You could still leverage the termination right in the contract to try to get them to lower your rates or give you some other contract benefits, such as more early termination fee waivers. It's likely that the FCC or the Department of Justice will impose some conditions, even if they approve the merger. For example, one or both carriers may have to divest some of their spectrum or some of their licenses in markets where there will be an unreasonable concentration of either spectrum or licenses if the entities are merged. Now, Sprint owns more spectrum than any other Tier 1 provider, so this is possible. You should check your contract to see if you have the right to terminate your end users, your corporate liable users, if their home markets are adversely affected by a reduction of service or the vendor's loss of a license. If so, you should start preparing now to migrate those users to another provider. With regard to near-term contracting issues, we have to remember that until the merger is green-lighted by the regulators, the companies are required by law to continue competing against one another. They can't begin to combine their operations or coordinate business in any way. So what that means for new and existing customers of either T-Mobile or Sprint, they will continue to buy service under their existing contracts with the individual carriers. And even if the merger is approved before those contracts expire, existing customers at the time of the merger will probably live out their legacy contracts until the contracts expire. At that time, when it's time to renew, existing customers will then be required to migrate to a new unified agreement with T-Mobile, which is going to be the surviving company. For enterprise customers, we can only hope that Sprint will be able to teach T-Mobile a thing or two about contracting with enterprises rather than consumers. T-Mobile has been very slow to get the fact that enterprises don't sign vendors' forms without some negotiation. So the transition from Sprint to T-Mobile could be somewhat painful for enterprise procurement managers and law departments.
All right. This has been a great podcast. Thank you, Kevin, and thank you, Ben. And if you, the listening audience, would like to learn more about this Sprint-T-Mobile merger, maybe you have questions about enterprise mobility in general, or if you just like to discuss your other ICT needs with Kevin, Ben, me, or any of our colleagues at LB3 and TC2, please give us a call or shoot us an email. And you can always stay current by checking out our websites or follow us on LinkedIn.